This is Tony. The government, I'm Melissa Milton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip while the Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant, wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched out for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled the six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. It left behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. A jumble of desks, office chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen in the debris as the building's residents searched for their belongings. Israel warned building residents ahead of time of its impending attack that forced them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. However, there were no reports of casualties. The United Nations said it had been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. The Biden administration on Tuesday detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement Tuesday, the White House detailed the cyber element of President Joe Biden's already proposed American Jobs Plan, including a $20 billion sum for localities to harden energy systems and $2 billion in grants for energy grids in high-risk areas. This is VOA News. The United States says it is providing new assistance to Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority, many of whom have fled violence for neighboring Bangladesh or have been internally displaced since 2017. The $155 million in additional funds will be used to sustain what the White House calls critical efforts to support Rohingya refugees and host communities in Bangladesh and internally displaced Rohingya and other affected people in Burma. The statement uses the other name for Myanmar. The State Department said $155 million in additional funds will help meet the immediate needs of the nearly 900,000 refugees in Bangladesh who fled from violence in Myanmar. The U.S. aid for those affected by the Myanmar crisis since 2017 now totals more than $1.3 billion. A viable but narrow path exists for the world to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change, according to the International Energy Agency, which issued a report on that subject on Tuesday. It includes an immediate end to new investments in oil, gas, and coal production, an end to sales of gas-powered cars by 2035, and installation of renewable energy at four times last year's pace. The IEA's executive director said in a statement that climate change is, quote, perhaps the greatest challenge humankind has ever faced. The report said an investment of $5 trillion per year by the year 2030 would provide a major boost to the global economy, add millions of jobs in clean energy and manufacturing, and increase global gross domestic product by 0.4 percentage points each year. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics because of human rights abuses by China's government. Pelosi is advocating that world leaders not attend the games, not the athletes, not that the athletes should refuse to compete. The Winter Olympics are supposed to start in Beijing 6 months after this year's Summer Olympics, which were postponed from last year. They're scheduled to finish in Tokyo this year. New Jersey Republican Chris Smith opened Tuesday's congressional hearing by calling on the International Olympic Committee and the United States to find a new site for the 2022 Games or boycott the event. Six Hong Kong pro-democracy advocates have been remanded to custody after pleading guilty to their involvement in protests dating back to October 2019. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.